7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
It's starting. Wasn't paying any attention. Was hoping to get this done before the show started. But no, I had to fix the poker machine. Blah, 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 blah. Get into that in a minute. Okay, here we go. The current time is kick 30. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. My name is Tobe, and I guess we can stop this. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I thought I would start working on some new drum parts in an effort to try to make sense of whatever the hell is going on with the old modular synthesizer here, because it's been crazy for a while. It's too cold to go outside today. I have nothing else planned. Well, sort of. I did. But and so it's going to be synth day. I wanted to have this drum part done, but it is not done yet because, well, maybe I shouldn't have spent that hour cleaning up the old five-card draw poker machine. I have this little toy, pocket-sized five-card draw poker machine. Booper gave it to me when I was in the hospital about 30 years ago. Has it been that long? Almost. And I found it the other day. About a week ago, I found it. And I threw some batteries in it, and it didn't quite work right. So I decided today, for whatever reason, actually, I do have a reason. I have some other batteries that I need to drain. I've got some AAA batteries that I need to drain before I recharge them. And so I thought, oh, I'll just throw them in that old machine and let it run itself and let the batteries run down. But, of course, the machine doesn't quite work right. So I had to crack it open, cleaned it up, got it to work. And so now it's sitting upstairs beeping along to itself as I sit down here and try to make up some new drums. Now, what I've got going here, I've got two things going here. We're almost done. We've got a two-bar drum pattern that I'm going pseudo-Euclidean with. There's only three kicks per bar, but they fall in different places. And they rotate well. And I did this in the Euclidean style, which I'm not going to go into detail about. You can find it anywhere on the internet if you want to learn all about it. If you're just hearing the beat, you're going to say, oh, well, it's a pretty typical trap beat. So there's two bars, right? It's only got six kicks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. But that's in 8 beats. Yeah, so we're kind of implying some triplets here, which is kind of what we want to do because we've got implied triplets happening elsewhere. And then I did the little hi-hat thingy. Let's start it from the beginning so you can hear it. Oh no, let's just do it by itself and you can hear it by itself. It'll be so cool this way. And it sounds like this. Can't hear it very well. Got a cool accent in there that we're never going to hear in the mix. But anyway, I sort of did this the same way. Well, I didn't really. I kind of just put in a normal sort of like closed hi-hat pattern. And then I took the entire pattern and then I shifted it an eighth forward for the second bar. So it sounds cool. Let's bring the kick back in. Thank you. pretty damn hefty kick. Especially that first one. Wham! Wham! Yeah, I mean, we might have to do something about that later. I don't know. But there was one more little thing that I wanted to add, and it's this tambourine hit. And I'm thinking something like this. Let's play that back. Yeah, it's very faint though. How badly do we want to bury it? That's better. And so, now what? Now I want to sync it up with all the other stuff, right? So we got to go in here. We got to do the sync thing. Pop out of there. Start at the beginning. We're going to reset everything else. Except for that. Because I'm still trying to contact the aliens that I know are in low Earth orbit, waiting for me to do just the right synthesizer patch that they'll come down and they'll say, "We've been observing your planet ever since Bob Moog invented the synth, and so we've been waiting for the synth, the one true Earthling synth god, and now we found you. So here, have this entire spaceship full of, you know, alien synth," and I'll say, "Thanks, I really appreciate this, you guys. Let's kick out the jams, alien farmers." Anyway. What do we got? Oh, I did it wrong. See, this is another one of the terrible things about using these synthesizers that are designed by teenagers and don't understand interface is the most critical thing, and tiny little buttons that are next to each other can be pressed at the same time, and that's not a good thing for synth. Anyway, here we go. Here's some drums and some bass. But that's the new bass line. Let's just get back to the way the old bass line was with this funny rhythm. Not bad. But if we bring in the other bass bit, we need to change this up. But we'll worry about that later. How does it sound with the rest of the stuff? Gotta add this squelchy thing. Pretty critical. Let's get this mix kind of straightened out here, and then let's throw in the thing. Oh yeah, I should also mention that we are running without outboard effects today, because I had to use that where that was plugged in. I had to use that for the battery charger, because I got to charge the batteries that go in this matching machine. Then I got to charge those AAA batteries I was talking about. Ooh, that sounded cool. We missed it. What's going on? Bring that beat back. Improvement? It seems like this might be an improvement. Did we just save this patch? Not that it really needed saving.
Yeah.
keep time though now, isn't it? What time signature is this in? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Seems like it's in 4/4 to me. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, no, we can go anywhere with this. Just had to signal the aliens there to make sure they're listening to my cool patch. Yeah, you forgot we could do that, didn't you? I kinda like it. This is cool, right? It's kinda cool. Synth is so fun, isn't it? Now let's do some of these. This is gonna be some gain staging tricks, isn't it? Oh boy, we got nowhere to go. We've got no headroom. We need to create some headroom. Or do we? Let's just play. It's a little faint. Give me some gain. We're getting some real big peaks, big transients. Well, that's analog for you. Thank you. Yeah. I think I have reached a certain level of what the hell that I can be vaguely satisfied with, you know, for now. Of course, you know, in half an hour after I eat my bacon sandwich, yeah, I'm going to have a yummy, delicious bacon sandwich today. It's like a BLT except with no tomatoes. And I had one last night, too. I've been meaning to experiment with some cables. I've got these weird splitter cables. And these are... they're stereo breakout cables. So they're basically 3.5 millimeter TRS phono on one end, breaking out to, you know, female 3.5 millimeter sleeve or tip and ring. And I had to get one of these to sync up some, you know, it's this dirty teenage crap. Never hire a teenage engineer. Hire an engineer who is at least 22 years old and has had 4 years of college engineering. Even better, you know, get a 35-year-old guy who's already got a good multiple degrees and 5,000 hours worth of engineering in his pocket before you even start thinking of designing any goddamn thing ever, especially a synth. So I had to buy these special cables, and yeah. Anyway, I've got a few extras. I'm using one, of course, to sync up the drums to the modular. And I've got two extras here. There's another one on the stairs, and I think there might even be a fourth one in the other room. Why did I end up with so many of these? Well, it was weird because the first one I ordered didn't work. It was wired wrong or something. It was inverting the signals. And I was telling this through the emeritus, and he said, "Huh, that is kind of weird, but oh, look at this. I found three. I found a three or a four pack of these for like only 10 cents more of what a single one costs. So let's just buy these and maybe, yeah, okay, that's cool too." So now I've got these funny splitter cables that split a stereo signal to left and right individual outputs. Now, I'm not running anything stereo in here. So if you plug that stereo in, doesn't this just become a splitter cable? Yeah, okay. So I want to test this. And, we've got a lot of stuff plugged in. Not everything, but we don't have any open voices. What do we got that we can use to test any of this out? Well, you know, we could just use, wait, what am I trying to do here? No, that wouldn't work. I was going to say we could use this and that. No. I really don't need much. I just want to prove to myself and others that we've got... but what we can use is just regular splitter cables. And we need a sound source, and we need it, but it's got to be... I don't have the right cables. Why am I so dumb? I just am dumb. But I realized what we could do just to test this out. Let's get the music going again. Let's turn most of the stuff down. All I want to hear is that bass. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to, and I got to put the microphone down to do this, or do I? Yeah. I'm going to take two cables, and I'm going to plug them into the ends of the splitters, of one of these splitter cables that I have. And then we are going to plug, we're doing this in reverse. This plugged in all the way. There it is now. We're going to plug this into the filter cutoff of the synth, and now I'm going to plug one cable into a VCO. Yeah. This is a bipolar VCO, or I mean LFO. So you hear it go wow, and then it's silent because that's where it's going negative, and the cutoff of Florian is only unipolar, it's only positive. So now, to make sure that it was working, I'm going to unplug that. I'm going to plug back in the other cable. I got the other cable plugged in. Yeah, and it doesn't work. Is this the ring or the sleeve? Should be the ring. These others are marked ring on red and tip on black. But this is not the red and black one. This is the red and white one. And they are not marked. See, this might be the original wonky one. No, this one might be the original wonky one. This is the one of the ones that works. Yeah, it gets complicated. Things in my house get very complicated. And the reason that they get complicated is because, well, you know, everything's got to be clocked. Half the stuff is bipolar. Half the stuff is unipolar. Half the stuff is multipolar. I don't even know what that means. I'm just making up science words now. Multipolar. Although, I didn't know that's real. Because there are multipolar magnets. You can find them in the developing units of copier machines. Let's take this out with some music. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, this is my synth, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yeah, tell me all about it, Harry Winston. All right. Now, the most important thing is we gotta get the alien messages out. Yeah.